Now I'm going to call on Adam Myers, whom I've met recently and discovered that he has a love of Russia. You know, you just bump into someone and lo and behold. Adam is a graduate of politics, philosophy and economics at ANU and is currently an ACT government public servant. After studying Russian history as part of his degree, Adam travelled to Russia for a number of months across both the summer and winter, crazy winter, of 2008. It's damn cold. in the winter of 2018. Adam is a keen advocate of Russian-Australian cultural exchange. And it's great that he's young. We need young people as well. So we he wishes to promote the love and camaraderie that he received during his time in Russia to Australians curious about exploring all there is about Russia and its unique culture. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. As Penny said, I met Penny a couple of weeks ago. I was very fascinated by Penny's history, studying and traveling and leading tour groups in the former Soviet Union and Russia. And we discussed our experiences traveling through there. Earlier, we were told about a writer's delegation in 1958 that Manning Clark took part in. And I think Manning would be quite happy to know that the book that came out of that expedition, Meeting Soviet Man in 1960, was a pretty fundamental text in my forming of a love of Russia. I have no link to Russia family-wise. I don't speak the language at all well. There was no real impetus for it, apart from I picked up a few books in Russia on Russia at a book fair, including that one. Another one by a French author on Siberia in the 1970s, and it blew my mind. It was a fascinating, just such a fascinating place full of beautiful people, such a unique and interesting political history. The geography is just so immense and fascinating. And as a result, when I was fortunate enough to go to Europe for exchange in Spain, noting that ANU does not allow exchange to Russia, I decided I would spend my time after that exchange traveling to Russia for the World Cup. What I discovered during my time during that trip in summer, and then I went back to Australia, I was going back to Europe for other reasons during the Australian summer of 2018, the Russian winter. I went back to Russia for the winter. What I discovered during that period was the most wonderful country that with the most beautiful people that really goes against a lot of the media narrative we hear about Russia. You know, you get warnings about going to Russia, particularly during the World Cup. There was a lot of, particularly in the British media, about how violent Russian fans were and so on. And so I went there with an open mind, very, very excited to visit the places that I'd read about in books such as Meeting Soviet Man and the like. And was blown away by the hospitality. So my first entry into Russia was from Baku, over 36 hours on a train to Volgograd. And if you want a tip about, if you're going to Russia the first time and you want some hospitality, eat 2-minute noodles quite often, because what I found was on the train, I was quite happy. I had some fruit and some 2-minute noodles. It tied me over until on the 36 hours. But the family who was in the carriage with me was not taking that. And so they shared with me the meal that they brought. They got off, I believe, in Astrakhan, and then they gave this Tupperware container full of the food over to me when they left. And then that got me through to Volgograd. And I, during my winter trip, was, I guess some would say mad enough, but it's genuinely one of the wonderful things I've ever done. I went to Magnitogorsk during the middle of winter. The accommodation that I booked, I didn't realize what it was. Turned out it was like a primary school boarding type house for kids doing trips around the area. So I turned up, and the lady running that place, this older woman, chain smoker, kind of a stereotype of an older Russian woman, a beautiful person. Again, I was eating 2-minute noodles. She was not impressed by that, and so brought me a home cooked meal. And this was the kind of hospitality that I found just everywhere I went. And I've been to a fair few places around the world now, and you get hospitality. Spain's famous for it, of course. I lived there. I loved it there. But the thing about Russia is that I found that complete strangers would take you in as if you're a member of their family, as if, you know, it's your own grandmother or a long lost friend or something like that. In Krasnoyarsk, is another mad thing I did, I guess. I watched the last game of football in the Russian Premier League before the winter break. Games are called off in Russia if it gets to minus 18 degrees Celsius. It was minus 17.8. And as is the way, I guess, in Russia, the time listed for the game was in Moscow time. So I arrived 6 hours early. And the only people who were there were these two men who invited me and said, well, you know, you're in the cold here, let's go to a bar. It turned out these two men were members of the Russian military. And again, it was as if we'd known each other for years. You know, they didn't speak English, I spoke very little Russian, obviously. We communicated as best we could. But yeah, we shared a meal together. We spent a wonderful time together. And as I said, it was like meeting one of my friends. Penny gave me this, is I guess, a prop. I traveled to Lake Baikal as well during that trip. Yeah, it's just as you go from west to east, particularly during winter, it's just astounding how the different landscapes and it's just so astounding to a young mind. And the other part of this from Penny was asking me to do is, you know, why I'm excited about the Pushkin Club. And for me, my story, I guess, is once you get your foot in the door of learning about Russia, Russian history, Russian literature, once you do that first step and get your foot in the door, you'll be amazed by just how much your life can be enriched by meeting Russian people, traveling to Russia, reading more. So for me, it was reading these travel texts and other texts from the mid-20th century that, you know, and now, you know, I've read Pushkin, I've read Bulgakov, I've read, you know, Gorky, I've read all these writers of Russian history, and they're just beautiful. And so through that first step, I was able to really enrich myself and go on these adventures and meet all these people and it's genuinely changed my life. So for me, why I'm excited at Pushkin Club is perhaps this would be a chance for some younger people to come and get the foot in the door. So, you know, they listen to, you know, poetry by Pushkin, or they meet Russian people, and that, in whichever way they come from, whether it's literature or football, I guess, is in my case, to an extent, or reading some random book they picked up at the book fair, through that, you then open up this entire world of just a fascinating and unique culture that I'm just so fortunate to spend some time in. And the moment I'm allowed to go back, I think Penny's already volunteered to take me back. But it's just such a wonderful place, and like nowhere else I've been. Every place that I went to was unique in Russia. I've traveled to most of the big cities now, and obviously as well other smaller places. You meet unique people, and it doesn't matter where it's in Moscow where they've met 1,000 tourists, they'll still take you in. But when I went to, you know, whatever, Krasnoyarsk or Magnitogorsk or Irkutsk or wherever I was the, you know, only English speaker they'd met, there was one guy, a university student, who amazingly spoke really good English, but he'd never spoken to anyone who spoke English before. He'd only just learned it, you know, through school. But again, they will take you in like you're their own child. It's just, it's beautiful. So thank you for setting this up. And if you do know any younger people who, yeah, as I said, I guess are interested in getting the foot in the door and learning a bit about Russian history or culture or what have you, this hopefully is a really good opportunity for that. And I thank Manning for writing that book on the Rise Delegation. The thing I'll leave you with is, in that book, he meets a man called Frank Zadorovsky, I believe, who is an artist born in South Melbourne, who he meets. And it's just the most fascinating exchange of him talking about the beauty of Russian art and everything that was going on at that time. And but with kind of Australian tilt, and through that inspiration, I guess that's where we all are. I guess the non-Russian nationals here. There's so much to learn, so much to love about Russia. And I think there's an affinity between Australians and Russians. I guess there's a lot of similarities in the humour and the you know, vastness of our countries, those kind of things. And it really comes across, I think, when you speak to Russians, no matter where you are and no matter who they are. So thanks. Thank you for setting this up.
Thanks, Adam. That was so, so lovely. Really nice. Well, folks, we've got lots of wine and champagne and food up there. So if you call, pardon? Oh, yes, Blini. Yes, she's cooked about 100 Blini. So... Thank you. Thank you very much, everything up there, and then you can bring it back or you can stay up, but you have to social distance, remember, 1.5 meters. And on the table up there, there's a book which we're going to start for people who want to join the Pushkin Club and people who have ideas about what we could do. When COVID is over, hopefully soon, we're going to have a movie set up in there. We're going to have Russian movies. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny.
And by the way, thank you, Sebastian, for coming from Melbourne.